Rev. Joy and Pond.
Miss Cindy, good morning
yes.
and happy Friday. How are you?
Oh, well, thank you. I'm fine. I'm right in the middle of learning a new pond program to somebody.
A new what program?
A pawn and buy program. You know, we have to be governed by the state banking on the other side. Anything we buy goes into a database.
I hear you. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to just check in on you before the weekend to see how you've been, how the store's been. I know you guys are always super crazy busy now. I just want to hop in, see if there was anything you were working on that I can give you a hand with.
Not right at this moment, but, you know, that could change.
Absolutely. I know that we've done a number of, like, lab diamonds before. How many do you have in stock? Just curious. Maybe I can number some
over. Well, I don't choose to keep those in stock. I've got two or three in stock. What I might, I have got another 2-carat round in the safe that I think I have sold, but I can't seem to get time to get it mounted up that came from you guys. When I sell it, then I'm going to reach out to you, and I need to get a couple of larger real stones to keep on hand.
Okay.
But that will be when I get time.
What kind of larger stones were we thinking? I could mellow stuff over to you.
I was thinking usually in my little town, two carats, maybe 180, and then maybe 150, those are about the size I sell most of.
Okay, 150, 180, and then maybe a 2-carat.
Yeah, color has to be good above all.
Like
G to H? Yes, yes. Near
okay.
color.
And would SI2 be okay, or?
Yes, SI2. Even worse than that if it's not under the table, you know,
I hear
reflective.
You. Okay, how about this, Miss Cindy?
You know,
I will...
You can send me stuff occasionally, and then I will tell you, you know, I think, I hope I have this one sold, but I got to get it.
And these were natural diamonds, correct?
Yes.
Okay, how about this? Are you open on Monday?
I am.
Okay, how about I just send you a couple, maybe like a 150 and a 180? I'll put them on
that
all.
No. I don't like memo stones. I don't.
Well, no. I'll send them out. You take a look at them. If you want to keep any for stock, that's great. If not, just send them back.
No. You can email me what you might have.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Was there kind of a budget in mind for any of these stones? Or?
A lot of times the other lady I work with there, she would send me stuff if something come over that was a really good buy. She would say, oh, I got a really good buy on this right here. And so then those stones I usually grab up. I get a lot of stones off the street, you know.
Yeah.
I bought out a guy whose grandmother owned a jewelry store in California back in the 80s that had went out of business. So
yeah.
I bought a good bit of colored stones and a good bit of diamonds that he had, but most of them were under a carat.
I see. How do you feel about fluorescence?
Well, that's okay if it's not bad.
Okay. Yeah. I actually found a pretty – I have a 150. It's an aged color, SI2, GIA certified. It's excellent. So it's triple X, excellent cut, excellent polish, excellent symmetry. This one's got no fluorescence, and it's at 5,200.
No.
No because of price or no because of
– No, because of price, because then I have these little Indian guy from Virgo Star that I get stones from, too.
I gotcha.
I pull from many different places and I bought – let's see, I bought a mounted 126 off the street the other day.
Uh-huh.
I think I gave $1,800 for it.
I see. I found I have a 150 ISI2. Again, triple X. This one has faint fluorescence for $4,900.
It's an eye in color, no.
Gotcha. So we're pretty strict on staying around the H?
Yeah, because they're just not going to pay that. But if you'll excuse me, I got a customer waiting and somebody I'm training on the computer sitting there waiting on me holding up a buy.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
I need to go get that taken care of.
Okay.
So,
we'll talk to you, Miss Cindy.
Okay, if you find something. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.